It's been another bad day in court for conspiracy theorist and right-wing shock jock Alex Jones, who must now pay Sandy Hook families another almost $500 million. And that's on top of the $1 billion he already owes the Sandy Hook families for falsely claiming the mass school shooting didn't happen. From the United States, I've been getting the background to these latest developments from journalist Harriet Alexander.
So this is all in relation to the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut. And Alex Jones is a very high profile conspiracy theorist. And he has said right from the beginning that he believes that that the massacre was a hoax, that those involved were actors and that they were paid to be there because it was all part of a plot to usher in gun control in the United States and take away people's firearms. So over the years, this has kept on going. Alex Jones has got very rich from peddling these conspiracy theories on his YouTube channels. And this is culminating now in a series of court cases. And this has been going on for several months. And Alex Jones is being made to pay damages because of the emotional distress for many of the relatives of the victims. They've had to move houses. They've had death threats. Their lives have been turned upside down by Alex Jones and his refusal to accept the truth about what happened. And the latest development is that on Thursday, a judge awarded further damages to the families. And that means that Alex Jones is now liable for an unbelievable $1.44 billion in damages.
And where does the case go from here? Does Alex Jones appeal?
So Alex Jones has said he intends to appeal. Yes, he has really been laughing at these procedures all along. I mean, it's quite impossible to imagine anyone treating these procedures with more contempt. Throughout the court case, he often wasn't in court. He was broadcasting live while it was happening. When the verdicts were read out and that the damages were awarded earlier this year, he said that it was hilarious. He said, ain't got no money. And he certainly said that he intends to appeal. And indeed, his lawyers actually filed at the end of October to appeal. They argued that the trial was prejudiced and that the amount of damages was unreasonable.
So it's unlikely that he'll ever have to pay this $1.5 billion, is it?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and that's something that we all want to know. Alex Jones is a rich man. He's far wealthier than he lets slip during the case in Texas, which preceded the Connecticut one. An economist estimated that Jones himself is worth between $135 million and $270 million. During the trial, his channel, InfoWars, was making $1 million a week because people were flocking to it to listen to his response to this. So there's a lot of money washing around. Now, does he have $1.44 billion? No, he certainly doesn't. And he's also been very canny about what he's done with his money during the long lead up to these trials. For instance, his house has been transferred into his wife's name and so on. But it does seem like the courts are going to keep coming after him for this. One attorney said he will be hounded. And I think this is something that's going to go on for a long time, the battles to get some of this damages. But will they get $1.44 billion? No.
Now, something that's only been going on for about a week, but it feels like it's been a long time, the Elon Musk roller coaster at Twitter. Fill us in on the latest developments.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how long have you got? Every day in Musk world is a lifetime, it seems, at the moment. But the latest is that Musk held what is termed here an all-hands meeting, which is everybody, all of the staff. If you remember, he got rid of half of the staff last week, so 3,700 people lost their jobs. He held this meeting. He admitted during the meeting that the company could go bankrupt because Musk has taken on an awful lot of debt for the company to go through with this purchase. And another interesting development is that more people have resigned. A whole other swathe of people, a lot of them who are reliable for what is called safety and legal issues within the company, have quit. And this is while advertisers still plummet and abandon the company quickly. So very interesting times at Twitter. And I don't think you'd want to be a staff member there right now.
And that was journalist Harriet Alexander from New York. We'll be back with the news headlines after this break.